Good morning. My guest this morning is Jessica Felix from the Healdsburg Jazz Festival. Good morning, Jessica.
Hi, Roland.
Well, the Healdsburg Jazz Festival basically is, it's a long time. And what I would like you to do is just tell people what they're going to see and hear. I can't imagine anything that will attract them more than just that.
Okay, well, this is our 18th year. We got 10 days. We already talked about June 4th and 5th in another interview, so I'm going to skip that one we've spent a lot of time on that. And our first opening night is already sold out, which is too bad. I could have sold a lot more tickets, but Julian Lage is very popular, and his new album has just released, Arclight, and he's got his great band coming, so that's going to open up the festival. Monday, we have a small thing at Dry Creek Kitchen. I have to go fast because there's so much and we have a short time. Tuesday in the park, we have Grupo Falsa Bahiano, which is a wonderful Brazilian group. Wednesday at Spoon Bar, for the first time, we're doing a paid event, and we're having the Charlie Hunter Trio with this great cornetist from New York and Scott Amadola. So he's going to be doing something a little different than people have heard in the area before. It's a dinner show. You have to go to our website to follow the link on that. On Thursday, we're having a wonderful Claire Daly from New York. She's a wonderful baritone player, and she's going to be playing music from her new album called Reinventing Motown. Friday, we're very, very fortunate to get the very incredible young pianist Joey Alexander. He's 12 years old. He's been on 60 Minutes, the
amazing.
Grammys. He is amazing. He's from Bali, self-taught. It's quite
from
amazing.
Bali?
And we really lucked out when we got him right before he blew up. We would have never been able to get him now if we hadn't got him before. Friday and Saturday nights, we got Babatunde Lee and Friends at the Hotel Healdsburg Lobby. But on Saturday night, we have a Fred Hirsch and a Nat Cohen duo. Sunday morning, Marcus Shelby, a free concert at the Raven with his 20-piece orchestra called Beyond the Blues. It's funded by Yerba Buena Center from San Francisco. And then we're ending with a wonderful concert out at Dry Creek Vineyard. I'm bringing, for the first time, to California with his quartet, great Dr. Michael White. He's just a wonderful musician, an educator, and he's bringing his quartet with a banjo, bass, and trumpet. Fantastic. He's a great exponent of the real traditional jazz. His family actually goes back to the original jazz musicians when they first came to New Orleans. Also have a brass band called the MJ Brass Boppers and Russian River Ramblers. I did that pretty quick, didn't I?
Yeah. Well, talk a little bit about Babatunde Lea.
Babatunde Lea has He has been part of our educational program for years. I've had his own band here several times. I invited him to do the lobby gig, which is after the concerts on Friday and Saturday night. On the second weekend, we land up over there from 9 to midnight, and he has his band and festival musicians sit in, and I'm kind of have a little inkling that I'm trying to hook up Anat Cohen and Dr. Michael White because they know each other and they're both clarinet players. Maybe they'll try to get them to maybe sit in. You know, it's just a fun night. Lots of energy and activity going on.
An important thing to realize is that there are so many different venues.
Oh my gosh! Yeah,
that people really need to find out where everything is.
Yeah, they got to go to our website and check out the addresses. But for us, it's a roadshow. We have to set up all these venues and break them down. And some of them are two in one day. It's a lot of work to.
How big is your staff?
Paid staff. Well, actually, our sound man, they're a company, but we have a lot of volunteers, great volunteers, that we couldn't do it without our volunteers. So we are not big enough to have the staff that we really need.
Right.
So anybody wants to become a member, it'd be very helpful.
Wouldn't that, why don't you, listen out there, you can become associated with this incredible jazz festival. Try volunteering.
Yeah, or becoming a member. That would be great, too.
Great. Let's tell people once again that if they missed anything, they can find it out at healdsburgjazz.org. And there's a 24/7 ticket hotline at 800-838-3006. Remember, the dates of this year's Healdsburg Jazz Festival are June 3rd through June 12th. The locations, the talent is numerous. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacometti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.